2 Chronicles chapter 13. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, 3160 882 BC, Abijah began to reign over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. And there was war between Abijah and Jeroboam. And Abijah set the battle in array with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam also set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, who were mighty men of valor. And Abijah stood up upon Mount Zemaraim, which is in Mount Ephraim, and said, "Hear me, Jeroboam, and all Israel. Do you not know that the Lord Jehovah God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt? Yet Jeroboam the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon the son of David, has risen up, and has rebelled against his Lord. And there are gathered to him vain men, the children of Belial, wickedness. And have strengthened themselves against Rehoboam the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tender-hearted, and could not withstand them. And now do you think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord Jehovah in the hand of the sons of David? And you are a great multitude, and there are with you golden calves, which Jeroboam made you for gods. Have you not cast out the priests of the Lord Jehovah, the sons of Aaron, and the Levites, and have made for yourselves priests after the manner of the other nations? So that whoever comes to consecrate himself with a young bull and 7 rams, the same may be a priest of those who are no gods. But as for us, the Lord Jehovah is our God, and we have not forsaken him, and the priests, who minister to the Lord Jehovah, are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites wait upon their business. And they burn to the Lord Jehovah every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and sweet incense. The holy bread they also set in order upon the pure table, and the candlestick of gold with its lamps, to burn every evening, because we keep the charge of the Lord Jehovah our God, but you have forsaken him. And, indeed, God himself is with us for our captain, and his priests with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you. O children of Israel, do not fight against the Lord Jehovah God of your forefathers, because you shall not prosper." But Jeroboam set an ambush to come about behind them, so they were before Judah, and the ambush was behind them. And when Judah looked back, indeed, the battle was before and behind. And they cried to the Lord Jehovah, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout. And as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass, that God struck Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. And Abijah and his people killed them with a great slaughter, so there fell down dead of Israel 500,000 chosen men. So the children of Israel were brought under at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed, because they relied upon the Lord Jehovah God of their fathers. And Abijah pursued after Jeroboam, and took cities from him, Bethel with its towns, and Jeshanah with its towns, and Ephraim with its towns. Neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and the Lord Jehovah struck him, and he died. But Abijah grew mighty, and married 14 wives, and fathered 22 sons, and 16 daughters. And the rest of the acts of Abijah, and his deeds, and his sayings, are written in the story of the prophet Iddo.